a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Elizabeth's neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. The Lord had shown his great mercy toward Elizabeth. After all, she was quite advanced in years and had no children of her own. She would die childless, her lineage cut off with her death. Such was to be the case. But no, the Lord showed her his great mercy. She bore a son, John. Her lineage would continue. And for this reason, her neighbors, her friends, her relatives rejoice with her. Yes, the Lord had shown his great mercy to Elizabeth. Yet there's a subtle irony in this, because in John's birth, the Lord had shown his great mercy not only to Elizabeth, but to all of us, to Elizabeth's friends and relatives and neighbors as well. Because in John's birth, we are given the forerunner. John would grow and preach a baptism of repentance. He would prepare the way for the coming Messiah. He would lead others to Christ. John, in some sense, points toward that greatest gift of mercy. His life, therefore, itself becoming a great gift of mercy. And so, yes, the friends, the relatives, the neighbors, they do rejoice at God's great gift of mercy. But they too ask, "What then will this child be?" In time, they will find out. In time, we too found out. This child will be great. The gift of mercy that he represents will be wonderful. And we too become blessed by that mercy.